What's up with Jessup? It's the only way to wake up. We state our views, state facts, and then afterwards we make up. From politics, business, to lifestyle, let's get this. Jessup Jong knows all the facts. He has no missed list. This podcast is your place for breaking news and hot takes. It's the only way to wake up. What's up with Jessup?
Hello. Welcome back to What's Up with Jessup. Today, you guessed it, I'm on my daily run. And I wanted to share with you a feeling I had whenever I run. I feel two things. Just before I run, I do not want to get out of my bed. And I'm sure everyone feels that. Even if you're not in your bed, whenever you're trying to go out to run, you know in your head, your prefrontal cortex, your thinking brain, your thinking mind already knows that it will be good for you. You'll feel better when you're running. You'll feel much better after you've run. Your entire day will be much more productive having run and being healthy. But your physical body right now, your daily impulses, your emotions are telling you, no, I do not want to get out of this status of being at home, just not doing anything. Or you just don't want to get out of bed because you feel a little bit sleepy. You don't feel like running outside, pushing your body to your limit. And that's very normal. You know, I've been running for 3-4 months at least, trying to run every day. Yet every day there are times when I do not feel like getting out of my bed. And that's very normal. And so how do you get over that? Well, I don't know. How do you get over it? Leave it in a comment section below, because I'm genuinely interested in learning how you get out of bed. But tips I have is make things so easy that you can do them easily. I mean, that's a tautology, because by definition, if you make something easy, they are easy to do. But doing them in reality is harder than you think. So my question to you is, can everyone run 9 kilometers every day? No. Or you think they cannot. But another question to you is, how many people in the world can put their socks on? Right? Unless you don't have legs, in that case, maybe you have to put your prosthetics on, but you can always do one step to get ready to run, to walk outside. You know, you don't even have to run, actually. I mean, for me, I feel like I'm too lazy to walk, actually. I'm too impatient. We are the baby boomers. We are the zoomers. We are Generation Z. Generation, I don't even know. Generation Y. Millennials. We are too impatient, and I'm too impatient, at least, to think that I have to walk the same amount of distance I could be running. I don't have time for that, or at least I think. But we all know in our prefrontal cortex and our minds that actually walking is a more effective way of exercising than running, in different manners. So actually running burns off your calories more effectively. I mean, so you cover more distance more effectively in running. It's like a car on the highway versus city roads. On the highway, you spend less gas running because you're already running. There's a momentum, things like that. Walking requires actually much more calories for you get for you to get from point A to point B. So, knowing that exercise is actually the act of burning calories and making yourself fit, it might be actually, as a mode of transportation, running is more effective. As a mode of exercise, walking might be more effective. In fact, a lot of people can't afford to run because of their joints and because of prosthetics, you know? So for those people, walking might be their choice. But what I'm saying is making that preparation process as easy as possible for you to do will help you so much. In programming, we call that unit testing. Doing things modularly in packets, right? So you do modular programming, that would be doing one part of the entire project at a time. And if you're done with that, you're done with it. And you can test it and see if you did it right. That way, you don't get a big failure or big success. You get smaller but more frequent success and failure. That means you have an easier time of assessing where you are. You have more feelings of achievement faster, so that will help you feel that sense of achievement if you're a Zoomer, Generation Z, and things like that. So that's what I do. The first feeling I have when I go out to running is the feeling that I don't want to go out running. And one way, my tip of doing that is breaking it down into smaller projects, making it unit testing, modular programming. And tell me how it goes for you, where you just set a really small goal. I've talked about this in the podcast episode, Overcoming Habits, by James Clear in Atomic Habits, where really you build habits by making the most the easiest goals that you can achieve. Things like, can you get your socks on? Can you put on your running clothes or exercise clothes, right? And then, can you put your keys in your pocket? Can you put on your jacket? Can you put on your gloves? Can you stand up? Can you walk to the door? Can you close the door? Can you put the keys in the door and lock it? I forgot to lock my door today, but hopefully no one robs my house. I mean, there's not much to rob there. I don't have much stuff. But anyways, well, that was way too much information. Sorry about that. but yeah, do you lock the door? Do you walk outside the hallway? And do you walk outside your apartment building? Those are all small steps that really you have to get done. There's no going around it. If you do not get these small, inconsequential looking steps, you will not be achieving them, right? So that's a challenge for all of you, where you say your smallest goal for today is not really running 9 kilometers. That's not the goal. In fact, your goal for today is putting your socks on to get ready for a run, or even walk. That's your goal for today. And once you break down, lower your expectations, you feel so much better. Because another problem when you get disappointed, I mean, disappointed, that feeling can be broken down into expectations and the resulting achievement / feeling you get afterwards. And so if you are too ambitious, I mean, you can always be ambitious in your long-term goal, but if you're too ambitious in the daily goals and you do not achieve them, you feel immediately let down. And why are you doing that to yourself every day? You might as well be celebrating the things you do, and even that is not enough to get you through the day. Excited for life, passionate about the goals you want to achieve. So my advice for you, this is what I'm working on today, every day, for months really, is working on smaller goals, making the task easier for you to achieve in the short term. And then there's no saying that you can't make another goal, right? Once you achieve a small goal, you can make another goal that's small yet achievable. Then you have two success points, success tasks, and you go on and you're building that repertoire of successful tasks you've done in that day. How productive would you feel having recorded those? And looking back at the day, you can feel good about yourself. So I think that's really a magic trick that you can think about. In the next episode, you'll be able to hear the second feeling I have when I run. You might be very interested and intrigued. And before I forget, I might give you a sneak peek into the second feeling I have. It's related to, you guessed it, coronavirus and the pandemic. So running during a pandemic, very relevant for pretty much everyone of you listening in 2020, April, June, May. So next episode is that. Thank you for listening. Make sure to leave a review on the podcast. That allows other people like you who would really benefit from this advice to hear it as well. So don't be greedy. Share. Share this information with other people, right? Let other people also learn from this podcast and the information you learn, right? So make sure to leave a review, share the podcast. I'll see you next time. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next time.